From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Columbia County Board of Elections has released a list of primary races scheduled to take place on June 25th. The Democratic, Conservative, Green, and Independence parties will all conduct primaries. There are no Republican races scheduled. In the city of Hudson, incumbent Mayor Rick Rector is being challenged by current First Ward Alderman Kamal Johnson for the Democratic line in November, and incumbent Democrat Common Council President Tom DiPietro is being challenged for that party's line by Johnson's First Ward colleague Rob Bouillon. In addition to pursuing the Democratic line, both Rector and Bouillon have been endorsed by the GOP in the general election. Democratic Common Council primaries will take place in each of Hudson's five wards, and one Democratic Board of Supervisors primary will be held in the city's second ward. Out of the county, candidates Shane C. Bauer and Tia Denningberg are vying for the Conservative and Independence lines in the contest for Gallatin Town Justice. Opportunity to ballot or write-in petitions were filed by the Conservative, Green, and Independence parties in the Kinderhook Town Justice and Town Supervisor races, and by the Green and Independence parties in the New Lebanon Town Clerk Supervisor races. The last day for in-person registration to vote in the primary is May 31st. Changes of address must be received by June 5th. Polls will be open noon to 9 p.m., Tuesday, June 25th. Editor's note, DiPietro and Johnson are WGXC volunteer programmers currently on political hiatus. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The effort to fight a proposed ash landfill in Catskill is developing. Dozens of residents attended an organizational meeting May 3rd at the First Reformed Church in Catskill to discuss the next steps in the process. Attendees turned out for dinner and a brainstorming session led by Riverkeeper Director of Advocacy and Engagement Jessica Roth. Green County Treasurer Peter Marcoux was in attendance and came out in opposition of the project. The project, as proposed by Wheeler Brader Technologies, would allow the company to haul 445,000 tons of ash annually from its incinerators in Peekskill, Hudson Falls, and Poughkeepsie to a 150-acre parcel on Route 9W at Smith's Landing, which includes a former quarry owned by Peckham Materials Incorporated. Marcoux said, and I quote, "I came here because of the beauty of this region. When I got here, I said that water is magic and there's opportunity here to create something," end quote. Marcoux disapproves of the neutral position taken by the town board. And I quote, "As a former Catskill town supervisor, I would have never entertained this project. This is a disaster," end quote. Hudson resident and Friends of Hudson co-founder Peter Young was in attendance and offered his advice. Young is a veteran of the St. Lawrence cement fight in Columbia County. Young said, and I quote, "The key is to show the company has a poor track record and that the economics of the project aren't good," end quote. Other ideas from the community included engagement with media and residents outside the local area, including the so-called Hudson Seven, the seven municipalities that get their drinking water from the Hudson River, making a presentation to Columbia Green Community College, and contacting local boating communities and tourism agencies. The group's next meeting will be held May 17th, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Columbia County is reporting Elizabeth L. Betty Young, longtime town of Taconic supervisor, died at Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson on April 30th. Young, 88, was born in the Bronx, graduated from Roloff Jensen Central High School, now Taconic Hills, in 1949. And from the Columbia Memorial School of Nursing in 1952. Before serving as the Taconic Town Supervisor for 24 years, Young served as a member of the town board for 6 years. Her husband, William Young, was a farmer and served as Taconic Town Justice for 20 years. In her non-political life, she enjoyed a long career as a registered nurse and an advocate for the disabled. Young was also a life member of the Taconic Fire Company Ladies Auxiliary, and served as a member of the Corrick and the Columbia County Opportunity Board of Directors. She also served on the administrative board of West Taconic United Methodist Church. Young is survived by 3 daughters and 9 grandchildren. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. Labor unions and advocates rallied at the state capitol May 6 in favor of collective bargaining and overtime pay for New York's agricultural workers. Those workers have long been excluded from those protections. Labor groups have for years fought for the Farm Worker Fair Labor Practice Act, which guarantees worker compensation benefits and one day off a week. It also requires employers to pay overtime for those who work more than 40 hours a week or 8 hours a day. The sponsor of the act, Democratic State Senator Jessica Ramos, hosted 3 hearings on the issue last month. Ramos said she met farmers who offer competitive pay and benefits to their workers, but said she also heard many stories of abuse. She said, and I quote, "There is no reason that in 2019, in a $5 billion industry, that if you work 60, 70 hours a week, you should be living in poverty," end quote. The bill has been in the legislature for 20 years, but never came up for a vote in the state Senate during Republican control. The measure now has majority support in both chambers and is backed by Governor Andrew Cuomo. Ramos said she intends to deliver the bill to Cuomo for signature by the end of the session. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.